Humon, you are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for humans, with Matt Besser. Today is a special music episode. Based on our musical guests' beautiful live performances, Matt and crew will perform fully improvised scenes. Today's improvisers are Brian Husky, Eugene Cordero, and Dan Lippert. Today's musical guest is Marcus Schnabel.
Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That is me, still surviving with Brian Husky here. Eugene Cordero, Dan Lippert back in the saddle. These are three guys I like when I got good music guests on. I let these guys know because they got good taste like me. And I've been a fan of Two Cow Garage for a long time. They are in the, I don't know, what would you call it? Alt country, country punk singer, songwriter. You're somewhere in there, right, Micah? But Micah is also a solo guy, a solo performer, Micah Schnabel. He is the lead singer, and he also has his own, you have at least four or five albums, right?
Yeah.
Solo.
Wow.
Yeah.
And like everyone else, he's locked down now, and it especially sucks for musicians because that's where you make your meat and potatoes performing live. So
yeah, it's kind of the whole point of the whole thing, and then that's gone now.
Yeah, sorry about that, but you were performing live for us in Improv for Humans who love this kind of music, and I think you've listened to the show. You know our format. You're going to play a song. And then we're going to do a couple of, we might ask you about it, or we might just launch off a lyric and
yeah.
A couple of scenes, and we'll do it again and again
cool.
and again. So what do you want to start with?
I was going to start with a song called Celebration.
All right.
Promise you financial freedom. Be your own boss, work from home, just follow these 12 easy steps to your destiny. Yeah, meet me at the Hilton Hotel out by the airport, and for only $300, I can give you the answers to unlock your wildest dreams. Now I know that sounds too good to be true, an opportunity like that just for you. Well, I felt the same way too. Yeah, look at me, I'm always selling in our capitalistic society. Buy me, get one free. Please consult my emotional instability about a return policy. Our one and only current employee, well, he tends to be a bit of a liability. We've been hypersexualized, undersocialized, misprioritized my mental and emotional well-being, all for the sake of American money. And Your Honor, if it appeases the court, I'd like to address the jury directly. I'll be cutting out the middleman. I'll be the only one representing me. Please consider this my resignation, an open-ended invitation to pop open the champagne. We'll call this a celebration. We'll fill the room with black balloons, and everyone says get well soon. We'll dance in the face of impending doom, and I'll make a chocolate cake that says we're the high pressure sales pitch is king. Self-help books get rich quick schemes. I'm a clown at a used car dealership on the 4th of July, cutting my own hair in the bathroom mirror, reflecting life and love and fear. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Life is a choice and death is a must. The only carnival game we can trust. Keep throwing the dart, the balloon's gonna bust. So pop it, pop it, pop it. But just maybe I don't want to get rich or die trying. Maybe I'm okay with simply surviving, and so tomorrow morning I'm going to wake up early and watch the sunrise.
Wow, man.
Awesome. Wow.
He wrote that pre-COVID, but
yeah.
Seems like a message for right now.
Yeah, I didn't realize that until it just came out of my mouth.
Especially those last lines, right?
Yeah, cutting your hair in the bathroom mirror and all that.
Goodness. Yeah.
Now,
Micah, you are a poet. I don't know if a poet is a word you use. You've written a book, but as a lyricist, you pack them in, brother. There was a lot of details in there. Like we could do a whole show just based on what I just heard. There were so many great details in that song.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
There were so many lines, guys. Any stick out for you or images?
I just generally like I'm too stupid to understand that this is going to happen, but when a song is called Celebration, I'm like, oh, this is going to be like just a straightforward celebratory song.
Yeah, right.
Same. Yeah, I was ready for it to, I thought he was just doing like an intro into the song, and I was like, okay, and then it's going to be a celebration song. But then it was like, I was like, oh, wait, I got to stick into this. This is real.
Yeah,
this is a real song.
It's real, man. You got hit over the head with a satire oar.
Yeah.
It's also, I love it. It's just where it like just starts and it's almost like that flood of information that you get. If someone is susceptible to like a, you know, pyramid scheme or whatever, it's like, oh, wait, there's one little tidbit. I don't know what the rest of it didn't resonate at all, but yeah, that one bit of information that appealed to my fear that I have right now. Let's do this.
Exactly.
Yeah. If somebody quoted the lyric, it would be like an entire t-shirt that went on the front and the back. It's like one one giant lyric.
I like the phrase, address the jury directly. Can you do that? Can you address the jury directly?
I don't know.
I mean, I've seen it on TV shows where they walk right up to the jury, the lawyer.
Is it for the closing statement or the opening statement? But otherwise, you shouldn't talk to them, right?
Right. But I remember those, like all of those old, like Matlock shows and stuff like that, where they walk along the jury and just kind of like, you know, run their hand along the bench or like the barrier.
All of my court experience is from Law and Order. So,
that too.
Your Honor.
Oh, go ahead.
I'll let the prosecuting attorney.
Well, thank you so much, sir. I would just like to take this opportunity to speak directly to the jury, if I could, Your Honor.
Hey, Philip, that's us. That's us.
Oh my God.
Cool.
They're breaking the fourth wall.
As you all know, he's going to talk to us?
Yeah, he's going to talk to us.
That's right. I like to take a moment during my court cases to just get down on the citizen level and let them know that while I am an esteemed lawyer...
And as he says this, we see him get up on the wall that separates the lawyer from the jury, and he kind of lays out.
Here's the thing.
Oh, whoa, nice shoes.
Now, look at those shiny shoes.
I also like to show the fact that I've been doing Pilates recently, so I'm very flexible and strong in my core. Wow. Here I go. I'm going to do a back bend here on the rail.
Your Honor, what does this have to do with the murder case that we are trying to address here?
Well, I'm going to allow it. As I want to see where he's going with it.
I want to address the jury next, but go ahead.
Well, you'll get your chance, sir. Do not worry. Excuse me. Let me just do a quick gymnastic tumble along the rail here and land on my feet like an adept cat.
Oh, he stuck it.
Much like my client could not do. To murder this lady on the second floor would require him jumping onto the building.
Your Honor, that was an impressive feat of gymnastics, like but not a worthy metaphor for defending his...
And then slitting her throat with a butter knife? It does not hold up in court, sir. But you know what does hold up in court? These rock-hard abs. Check that out.
Whoa!
This is can I punch him?
Come on over. Let's see if I can defend myself against.
Oh, they are hard.
Yes, they are, ma'am. Yes, they are.
They are rock hard, Your Honor.
Yes, Your Honor.
I'm starting to think, based on everything he's doing, he killed her.
I do too. I think that as well.
There's no chance of that, sir. Yes, I was her neighbor. Yes, we did have recycling philosophy differences, and sometimes she would not separate the cans from the plastic.
But and also, Your Honor, there's evidence that the murderer entered from outside the window and crawled along the edge of the building, which would require remarkable gymnastics feats of power.
Gymnastic feats of power, but not Pilatic feats of power, sir. I am emphasizing that I am taking Pilates and also some gymnastic tumbling classes.
Can I address the jury, Your Honor?
I will allow it. And also, we still have the witness on the stand if either of you want to ask the witness any questions.
But we haven't presented any evidence at this point. I'm sorry. I cut right to the chase of just talking right to the jury. I'm sorry about that.
Your Honor, is it okay if I step down then? Or?
I want to see where this is going. Why don't you hang out up there?
Okay. Yeah, this will be quick. I'm not going to do any Pilates.
Because or any. Sorry.
Excuse me?
I'm just nothing. Just trash talking. Just old school trash talking in court. You go ahead. We're having fun, but we're defending the human life. Go ahead.
I am not a Pilates expert. I am not a gymnast. But what I would like to do is I am pretty good with a hacky sack. And I was carrying one in my pocket. Okay, here we go. One, two, three. Okay, hold on.
Whoa.
One,
The closer this lawyer gets to us, the more it smells like patchouli.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering when we walked in who that was. It's very clearly him.
Your Honor, I object to this early 90s tactic of defending one's client. This kind of reference is lost on today's society and has no relevance.
I liked it. I understood.
Oh, shut up, you boomer.
Whoa, that lawyer is now attacking each of us. Oh, man, I wonder if this is going to turn into a roast.
With your permission, each jury member, I'm going to come up and give you just a little slap on the face just to kind of let you know that you're out of line. That you, and you, and you, and you.
Oh, he picked me.
Your Honor, this is more than addressing the jury. This is a direct physical attack of the jury. I object.
No, Your Honor, I know as a jury member, I'm not supposed to speak, but is it okay to bring this garbage bag up so that we could cover ourselves for the melon squashing?
Oh, yes. Anybody who is in the splash zone, go ahead and cover up.
Why I like being on a jury is for this part.
Well, it looks like I'm bringing in my Gallagher argument. Here we go, setting up the table, getting out a big watermelon. Now, let's say that this was the deceased.
We see he's drawn a great rendition of the deceased on the face of the watermelon.
Wow, that lawyer really knows what that victim looked like.
When your neighbors with somebody who refuses to separate the cans from the plastic, you get a pretty good idea what their ugly face looks like, whether they're worthy of death.
Your
as a
Honor,
result of that
why
or
is
not.
He separating the plastic from the what?
From the can.
Why? Why do you do that?
From the can. Because they're two different materials. If they go into the same machine.
You don't have to. They're going into the same blue canister, are they not, Your Honor?
Well, that would establish that we were this court case is taking place in California, but I have a southern accent, so that does not track, sir.
Oh, no, that one lawyer has a butter knife in his hand. Watch out. Watch out.
Sir, watch out.
That's right. I do have a butter knife on my hand because I am sick of people questioning how you execute recycling. And if you do not get on board with this, we are all going to go down in a flaming ball of fury.
He's doing the whole thing in tree pose.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you for if you'll make a note of that was all done in tree pose, please.
Very balanced.
Let's talk some more about that song.
So, what'd you guys think of that Land of the Ozarks footage? Lake of the Ozarks.
All those people hanging out.
Yeah. Do you see that, Micah?
Really encouraging.
Oh, I saw that. That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, that is literally, that is like a nightmare. Like that, I feel like that all you'd have to do is drop me into like a dream scenario where I'm like at the lake with my daughter or something, and all of a sudden it just fills up with these ignorant, like, people who are confusing liberty with like with like their right to go hang out and drink.
I just feel like that's what so Micah's terrifying. Song was about a little bit.
Yeah.
They're all pursuing that money and just saying, fuck it to everybody else, right?
Yeah. Complete disregard of everything.
It's such a weird, bastardization of like what individual liberty is. Discounting this, you know, the the vast content of like our Declaration of Independence and the Constitution is about like, as a society, these are the laws we need working together and respecting one another's individuality. But what is the greater, you know, what's good for the greater cause and stuff. And they're like, nuh-uh, it says me mainly in there. It's just like,
Micah, what's the line in your song about the car sale on the 4th of July?
A clown. Yeah. Like the clown at the car dealership on the 4th of July.
what's explain that image?
Just the clown, you know, like, or the, you know, during the tax season and stuff, they have people dressed as the, you know, Statue of Liberty and stuff, like the clown at the car dealership on the 4th of July, trying to wave people in. Like, I feel like a fool. I know it, but you know.
we cut to the company that supplies the guys who do that. All right, guys, you know, we do singing telegrams most of the year, but it's 4th of July. So a lot of the dealerships need characters out there waving people in. Okay.
Okay.
I already booked our Statue of Liberty. This is her big day. So she's already booked. She's not even here. She's doing three jobs.
Hey, Rodney.
Today.
Rodney. Yeah. Why does a woman have to be that part? Can't we? I mean, because that's the least coverage of all the costumes. That's the one where you can actually breathe, right?
Right. Well, I wish you weren't the doughboy the rest of the year because yeah. You're not going to look good in any costume that breathes.
I'm going to be honest. Yeah, the doughboy costume basically looks like a pile of white crap with eyes. Like, it just doesn't read as anything. People are like, are you like hardened shit? I'm like, no, I'm Doughboy. Like, what? Is that a character even?
Pillsbury Doughboy. Yeah, it's a character.
But we didn't get the licensing, so I'm just Doughboy.
We can't call it Pillsbury. Yeah, you just got to go out as Doughboy.
What does that have
the
to do with
is,
tax
it
refunds?
The point is, it's your body,
car
Brian.
Sales. All right,
out.
Fine.
Go ahead. You'll be lucky if anybody wants a Doughboy. That's who else is here? What do you guys, what costumes you got available?
I mean, I still have my frog bottoms. I lost the frog top, so I got frog bottoms.
You're going to be some kind of Greek creature, I guess. You got a good top on that?
I still don't have a top, so I'm just still kind of half frogging. And then you know, the mermaid outfit. Ooh, I can wear the top of the mermaid. I can be a
what's the top of a mermaid? It's just human.
What are you talking about?
It's just my bikini top. It's the bikini top that I have. So I have two bottoms. I have a
I
fish
hope that didn't cost you extra
bottom.
Buying a top of a mermaid costume, which was
it
just
did.
A bikini
that,
top.
That was actually the more expensive part of the outfit. But
really? Than the tail?
Than the tail, yeah. So I have a tail of a fish and the legs of a frog. Mm. So I have any water situation you got for
can
me,
you
I can
poke some eyes in the tail and you just have a... I don't know what that would be.
No. Go ahead.
Frog leg tail head?
Tail head? Frog leg tail head?
Guys, frog be a car driving by this car sale dealership and you're looking and you're... what's going to make you want to turn into the car dealership? Lady Liberty makes me want to do that.
What about a frog leg tail head?
I would turn in for that for sure because I would have so many questions.
So many questions.
Rodney, you know what doesn't make people
maybe
turn
too
in?
Many.
A gigantic hardened pile of crap, okay? That doesn't make people turn into the dealership, no matter what I do. It doesn't matter. Okay? This costume does not bring them in. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
What other costumes do you fit into, Brian?
And Brian, don't you have like a small little sailor shirt and maybe a sailor's hat? Because maybe you can be like halfway through the Stave Puff Marshmallow Man getting hurt or melted. Yeah.
Or either that, or I was just going to propose that I was a young boy with gigantism, you know, like I'm just
makes people want to turn into a car dealership.
They're sympathetic. They're like, oh, look at that guy doing the best he's can. He can barely fit in those clothes, but he's out there trying to get me to buy a car. OK,
what about the little boy who stuck his finger in the dike? Well, didn't he kind of have that hat?
Yeah, but that costume sucks because you have to have a brick wall. You have to haul the brick wall out there, set it up. A lot of times
it's made of balsa wood.
Hey, Rodney, why don't you just have Dan go out? I mean, he's got the Uncle Sam and the American flag outfits.
Yeah.
Do you, Dan?
Yeah, I've got
he's
them
Uncle
both.
Flag.
I know. Uncle Flag. Uncle costume. Flag. Yeah.
Which you wouldn't call it Uncle Flag.
Let Uncle Flag do some business out there, baby. I mean, that's what'll draw the eyes.
Why are you hogging both those costumes? Can you let Can you let Brian have either the flag or what was the other one? Uncle Sam?
I just don't know that Brian presents the type of patriotism that Uncle Sam or the American flag would.
Whoa.
Hey. Wow. Hey, now, come on. What are you talking
about? You gonna take that, man?
No, I'm not. I'm gonna push back. I've been fighting. I've been asking to be a colonial warrior since the beginning of this, like a soldier, warrior. Right? Yeah, that's what they were. They were warriors.
There was confusion over what you meant by that.
I think colonial that's the warrior. Issue. People think that you're going to come in and just be really incredibly aggressive.
Yeah.
Well, Viking it is kind of a Rambo take on the colonial soldier. Yeah. Yeah. I don't have it's sleeveless. A lot of it's like tattered and ripped, and he's got an AK-47, but oh, I'm just taking some.
Don't you see if they saw it. You in that costume outside a dealership, they're going to think a gun, some mad gunman is attacking the dealership?
Well, it's better than being a sentient pile of crap outside of a dealership. What am I supposed to work with, Rodney? Come on.
Why don't you add a little blue and a little red, and then at least it's a red, white, and blue piece of shit.
That's really stepping on my business over there. I would really appreciate you stay away from any American
You don't
stuff,
own patriotism.
Yeah.
Well, I own two costumes that disagree with you.
Huh. Let's have a little history contest right here. A little history trivia.
Oh, I can't wait.
Okay. And if Brian beats you, he gets either the flag or the Uncle Sam.
Yeah, no, I went the Uncle Flag. I went the combo. I want the full thing. I want the Uncle Flag.
This is for both
the
titles.
Whole thing.
Yeah.
And then
we and trade.
Then then I want whatever top is not used at the moment.
Hey, you know what? Let me say this. If you use the top, the doughboy, and then the bottom, it would be you'd be like a shitfish or something.
Ooh.
And I think that would work.
Shitfish?
You know? Like with a muffin top. You'd be a muffin top
muffin
shitfish.
Or a muffin top frog?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. You're a frog. That's right.
Well, I'm a frog or a... Yeah.
No,
or I can use the bikini.
Then.
I can use the bikini top as my bottom.
Or wear them or put them on like goggles.
Bikini
like
bottom.
Like a mask.
Shit talk.
Oh, you could be a bandit shit frog. If you put the bikini over your eyes.
Great. Mm-hmm. All right. Great. Well, can't wait to call the dealership and I say, I got an abandoned shit frog to send over to wave people into your
where am I
Declaration
going
of Independence.
Is that at Toyota?
It's a Kia dealership. Largest, they're lucky to get anything.
The largest right. signature on the Declaration of Independence.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Jimmy Hancock. Jimmy, quote, J-Man Hancock. I know this one. I've seen it.
Why do you say it like you're familiar with him?
Huh? Because I've seen it. I've seen this funny meme that was like, the original signature of the OG guy. I don't go on the Twitter much, but this kid showed it to me.
That's how you learned about the Declaration of Independence.
I can't see much through the shit costume. Okay. So I'm doing the best I can when somebody holds up a phone and they're like, hey, check this out. I can't see much. Okay. So that's
oh,
what
so
I,
kids
that's
like
what
you. I'm glad that kids like you and come up to big white pieces of shit.
Yeah, yeah, they think it's funny to push me over and watch me try to get up out of that thing, which is mainly wires. It takes half an hour to get back up.
I resent this whole competition. I put in the hours to get Uncle Flag, okay? I have been doing this for 40 years. My father did it before me, and my grandfather did it for Wells Fargo in the late 1800s.
Oh, wow.
I feel that's like impressive. I have earned this through blood. Yeah, in 1892.
Question two. What is a rampart? What is a rampart?
I'm buzzing in.
I didn't know it was a buzz in. Damn it.
It's a cop movie.
Excuse me?
Right. It's a cop movie, wasn't it?
A cop movie?
Yeah. I think it was Rampart. It had that Michael Pena and then some other guy, and they were bad cops, and it's set in Los Angeles.
Chips.
Yeah, Chips.
The remake of Chips.
They were very bad cops in the remake of Chips.
But I'm curious, what's history lesson?
Do you know what a rampart is?
Yeah. It's something we watch.
Right, like a movie.
Oh, you have the bottom and then the rampart is what you wear on your chest. But why is it?
It's a half ram, half part of something else.
Yeah.
It's part of a ram, part of a ram. That's my answer.
Rampart.
No one's going to be
driving
by.
Half ram, half frog, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, that's the rampart.
Who's going to be driving by asking us trivia about it's do we sell the look? And I'm the most American looking. No offense to Brian, but he doesn't look like an American ideal. I do.
You tell me. Okay. This is how we'll go back and forth. You'll each have a chance to say why you look more American.
Okay.
Okay.
Dan, since you threw down the gauntlet, you start. And you only get to say one thing at a time. Why are you looking more American?
Can flat I be
top,
clear? Is it
flat top buzz cut?
Flat top buzz cut. That's true.
Yeah, but you don't see it because you're wearing your Uncle Flag hat. So it's covered. Is that? Ooh, I don't understand. That what is true. Answer?
So, Brian, what do you got that makes you look more American?
There is nothing more American than the excrement that comes out of us and then goes back into the soil that is America. We are part of the earth itself. As much as our shit commingles with the earth itself, then we are as American as the earth we stand on and shit on. And if I need to stand out there in the hot sun and have children flash memes at me and then push me over and I get dehydrated and people call me white, crusty shit, I'll do it because I just want America to advance with the sales of foreign-made cars from Kia.
And that That's one, and that American. Won the contest. And we cut to the next day, 4th of July, and it's the middle hottest part of the afternoon, you know, around 2 p.m. And he had won the right to get both the flag and the Uncle Sam and become Uncle Flag. And
Uncle Flag wants you to come in and get a car made in another country. I'm Uncle Flag. Please. What happened to surprisingly hotter than the other one for some reason.
What happened to Shipman? I came to show him my memes.
Let's listen to another song.
Oh, Shipman was loved after all.
I love Shipman.
Micah, can I make a request off your new album?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you take request? I love this song, Memory Currency.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's in a different tuning. Is that okay if I tune to it real fast?
Go for it.
Vamp.
We'll leave vamp. It to me. To...
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
How do I do that, Brett, when it says on a tab sheet to do it? A half step down. I don't even know how to do that. How do I tune something a half step down?
It's just you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you just go one note down. So if it's
is that E, a capo? Just putting a capo there?
No, you can't do. You can't put a capo down a half step. You can only go up.
So you could tune the low E down to E a flat. Low D.
E no. flat would or be a D half flat? Step. D would be a whole full step. Like a whole step, okay. Yeah. Half step is E flat.
Well, I think what Brett's saying is just try harder.
No. Yeah. Also, you know, the idea
just
of...
Try, just try.
Just the idea of anybody going, hang on, let me just tune this down and doing it without having anything else other than their ears is just the most impressive thing to hear.
Yeah.
I think we're ready whenever you are.
See? Yeah, like, that would have taken me 3 hours. I would have been like, I'll see you guys in a bit.
But wait till we hear it. He may be way off.
That's true. Yeah. Bing, bang, bong.
Yeah, I've been to Ireland. I slept underneath a snooker table. They drove me to the airport on the wrong side of the road. And yeah, I've been to Belgrade where they took me to a firing range. We drank something that tasted like fire and we talked about war. I drank red wine and cola on the steps of the art museum in Croatia until the security guard told us to leave. And then I walked back to the hotel in the rain. Yeah, and this is where the drums come in. First time in I grew up at a predetermined location. Yeah, I've been to Maine, but I spent the night before in the hospital. Shane was getting stitches in his face. I was trying to be funny in the x-ray machine, but the nurse was not impressed. No, but it was my 22nd birthday. I met Mike D in Chicago. I have his name tattooed on my arm. Rhonda and Sandra are doing Abby's work in Kansas City. I met Vanessa in San Francisco. We walked to a cement ship that crumbled into the ocean. And now these memories, they are my only currency. I am not disappointed, but I'm certainly not proud. Well, I am alive and I will never again be as young as I am right now. Yeah, these memories, they are my only currency. I am not disappointed, but I'm certainly not proud. Well, I am alive and I will never again be as young as I am right now. Never again be as young as I am right now. No, I will never again be as young as I am right now.
I love that song, man.
So good, man.
Once again, so many images.
Yeah.
We do a whole show on that. That you just told a story of, I guess, your experience touring, right? Or that's right? I assume.
that's me.
That's me. That's too many specifics not to be you. I have. Can I ask you about some of them? You're going to go. Oh, great! The person who died. You're bringing up. But who's Shane? Is that your kid?
Yours? Shane's the other songwriter in 2 Cal Garage.
Oh yeah, of course.
He's the bass player and other songwriters. So yeah, Sweeney? He ends up with me. Yeah, yeah. So like the song Jackson is about him having a son. Jackson's his son.
Oh, I want to hear that too. But look, yeah. So he had stitches?
yeah, we were playing this show in upstate New York and we were playing, it was the last song. Somehow I ended up on drums. He accidentally shattered the light fixture above him glass poured down. The drummer and I didn't notice. So 10 minutes later, he's at the emergency room. We all go rushing there without loading out the gear. We were real drunk because it was my birthday. so he was getting in, you know, x-rayed or whatever. And I was in there trying to be funny. That's frowned upon in the medical community, by the way. so yeah, he was getting stitches.
How did he, so it was the low ceiling. How did he hurt himself on the light fixture?
Accidentally poked the bass through the light fixure on a low ceiling, just like a bar show.
Shit.
Yeah. Mm.
That's crazy.
That sounds like an electrocution moment.
It was close.
and then the glass just rained down on him and cut his face
wide open.
Oh,
wow.
Shit.
Ooh. He has a mustache now because of it.
I think it was Hubel and Shear, two friends of ours, had this t-shirt cannon.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
you know the ones they use at a fucking arenas?
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
They had it inside our 99-seat theater where I can spit from the stage to the back wall. That's bragging a little bit. I can't.
Yeah, but that was pre-COVID. That was pre-COVID. Yeah. That was
stop me. Yeah. But they did a t-shirt cannon inside the theater. Back to that. It hit a fucking light, and the light came down on a person.
Oh, my God.
It came down in a way it didn't hurt them. It was like, oh my God. It was one of those, oh, what are we fucking doing moments.
I used to play in a band in college, and our guitarist got from a local record store dumpster, like a promotional picture, a cutout of Rod Stewart, like a life-size one of him, like doing some kind of like pose. And he brought it to the show. And in the middle of a song, he like is on stage. He like threw it into the audience. So like, I think he yelled like, you know, body surf. It like went out and hit some girl in the eye and cut her cornea. Oh,
my God.
Like we found out later, like we kept playing and it was like mayhem. And, you know, this whole other event was happening where they like rushed her out and got her to the hospital. And we found out the next day, you know, somebody said, oh yeah, man, that girl got her eye cut. But like, you know, when Mitch threw that thing in the audience and he was like, oh man, bummer.
We cut to a band right after show as they're celebrating how great they did in the green room afterwards.
Hey, so good.
Such a good show, guys. Such it's a so good fun. Show.
Hey, guys, yeah. Guys.
Wow. Yeah.
In your encore, this is fucked up, but when you guys were throwing marshmallows out to the audience.
Yeah, yeah, they loved
your tune, Marshmallow Sunday.
Marshmallow Sunday.
Marshmallow Sunday. Don't give me a Monday. Marshmallow Sunday. It's not a Tuesday.
Or Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Stop it. Stop it. This is serious. This is serious.
Marshmallow Mondays.
Drum solo.
One of the larger marshmallows flew into the open mouth of a young man, and he's being rushed to the emergency room now.
Wait, the 5-pounder?
The 5-pounder lodged in his throat, and he tried to swallow it all, and he's choking now, and they're afraid he's in a coma.
We throw 3 5-pounders out there.
What are the odds?
What are the odds of it landing inside somebody's
mouth? I warned you before the show, and you guys acted like I was a square. You called me an L7.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, suit. We rock and we roll.
Yeah, man. True. And if people can't handle the marshmallows when we throw them out there, I mean, here's the thing. Last time we performed at this venue, they told us, don't even light the marshmallows on fire. And we're like, well, then how are we going to get into our final encore song, S'mores, S'mores, that's every Saturday?
It, s'mores, that's s'mores, basically s'mores, napalm.
Like, s'mores, s'mores, every Saturday, s'mores, not s'mores, Sunday. S'mores, Saturday.
Not more s'mores, or less, but s'mores, s'mores, s'mores.
Where's the chocolate?
This is no time for singing.
Look,
there's a child in the hospital right now because you guys.
Okay,
a young
hey man,
man,
that's on you for letting kids into this venue.
No, he's a young man.
Yeah, oh, right. You call him a child. How old was he?
Because he's a suit. Because he's a suit. Because you're a suit.
Compared to me, you're all children.
Oh,
you're behaving
gosh,
like
here
it.
We go.
GGL,
carelessly just throwing
stage.
S'mores out. You know how sticky that is? Sure, you guys get in your vans and drive away, but there's someone who's cleaning sticky s'mores off the fucking ceiling.
Hey, guess what? Sometimes after our concerts, when those couples go home, there's clean up sticky stuff too, because we're getting into their pants because people are thinking about our songs. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Nothing
you
gets
think
people
that's
hotter
a defense
and
of
wetter
your
and ready to go than s'mores and strum whatever Sunday. I can't remember the name
what
of
are you
the
talking
song
about? Marshmallow
Sunday. Started
Sunday. I'm so mad
riot
about this.
Marshmallow
about
Monday,
song.
Sunday, only
Marshmallow
on Monday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Listen,
so the band, they do, they're carefree and they're just like all bands. They're just doing blow all night. But like all bands, they wake up the next day and they feel bad. There's ashes in the ashtrays, empty beer cans, and a broken mirrors with coke residue, and what's on all their mind is that poor young man in a coma in the hospital.
Hey guys, wake up. Wake up, guys.
What?
Hey, I need to talk to you about something.
Whoa. Who broke the fucking mirror? The cocaine mirror.
I know.
Who broke the cocaine mirror, man?
That was me. I looked into it and I didn't like what I saw.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Last night was a real reckoning for where we are as a band and what we're doing. I mean, we need to be more responsible. We started off, it's just like we wanted to do songs about delicious desserts and what they make us feel, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, like pie, give me some pie. Too much cake is not enough cake. Like all these are all of our hits that we're known for, man.
Candyland,
that's where we live.
What? Candyland, that's where we live. Twizzler ladder, let me climb that baby. Like all of them. So I don't know what happened to us.
Do we want to name some more of our songs?
Yeah. I don't know.
We can if we want.
Just wanted to throw out pretending candy corn is your teeth.
Yeah, all of these songs are good. What about it? What about it? Almond Joy is better than Mounds? Whatever. Like, yeah, those are our songs.
When we're in that pleasurable K-hole, man, we lose sight of what we're doing to our audience. I mean, last night, if I think about when this guy said this kid, if I think about it, most of our audience was like between the ages of 7 and 10. Like they were really young, right?
We cut to the nursery reception at the hospital. May I help you? Oh, I am huge fans of your guys. I lost my virginity to Butterfinger Me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that was one of our more Randy tunes.
Yeah, but can I help you?
Yeah,
you here to see somebody?
We're here to see a young man who might have ingested a 5-pound marshmallow that was hurled in his face during a concert last night.
Oh, right. Yes, there's
I don't know if that's the medical terminology I should be using, but you know, I'm just
Well, asphyxiation would be, that's what it caused. And he's in a coma right now. And his family's in there. If you would like to go say something to some fans of yours, I'll let you in.
Is that
Sorry, are you still with the guy you lost your virginity to? Or are you single? Or what's...
Did that work out?
I don't think that's appropriate.
Okay, sorry.
Well, you're the one who volunteered that you got molested because of our music.
Excuse me?
I'm just...
dating at the
this
time.
This is going off the rails. Molested. Hold on a second. If you need indeed. A tweet, tweet. If you need a sweet, sweet. Don't worry about it. Eat this little bit of sweet meat candy. Sweet, yummy, sweet, yummy times.
Candy.
Yummy, yummy.
Okay, right. You guys. Right, you go. Got
Thank
me.
You so much.
Guys, I just...
Brian, good job, man.
Thank
Brian,
you.
Brian, good job.
Can you do a song about candy jerky?
Yeah, yeah. It's a good thing sweet when you did meat. Sweet meat.
Make their way down the hall where they see... a family coming out of a room. Oh, he looks so peaceful, but so upset. There they are. There they are, right there.
What?
You're the ones. You're the ones who threw the marshmallow into my child's throat. That is so irresponsible. There's no such thing as a 5-pound marshmallow. Marshmallows aren't meant to be that big.
Well, if you order from Alibaba, which is a Chinese sort of like Amazon company, you can get them pretty easily over there.
Also, if you just get one bag of marshmallows and melt it into one big marshmallow.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. We found that out.
Great. And if you get Aquanet and put a handkerchief over the cap and then spray it into that, it'll separate the chemicals where you just get the alcohol and you can take a shot of alcohol and get drunk. But am I going to do that?
Yeah.
Have you done that? Sounds like you have done that.
During Blue Laws one time.
It sounds like, yeah. Hey, so.
That's okay. Point.
No judgment, ma'am. That's what I'm saying. It's like we all make mistakes, you know? When you were taking that Aquanet and you were getting your little jollies off of that, we're getting our jollies off of candy and singing about it and getting people worked up into a frenzy and hurling foodstuffs at the audience.
You got me. Maybe you want to go say this to my son while he's in his coma. Maybe.
Wow, that was surprisingly easy. Okay, yeah. Yeah, let's do that.
I have to go to the bathroom and I didn't really.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
You'd be surprised how many times we've been saved from a reprimanding because someone drank too much water right before we came in.
I really have to go or I chew you guys out.
It is very, that's some timing.
We've got such lucky guys. Timing.
Okay, oh, there he is. Walk into the room, and there the poor young man is.
Oh, he's still in a coma, so we're just going to talk amongst ourselves, I guess.
They haven't cleaned off most of the marshmallow off his face.
Hey, do you think maybe what he needs is some chocolate and graham crackers?
Yeah, maybe it's just that his body hasn't digested it totally.
You know what? He might need a little s'more of what he got last night. Do you want to do it?
So they break out giant pieces of
We're
chocolate
also excited.
And graham crackers from their bags and start pushing it on his face.
This is correct, right? We should give a kid a coma chocolate.
Yeah, his heart's loving it. Listen.
No, listen, his heart's loving it. Yeah. S'more, s'more, s'more. Beep, gonna beep, give beep, you some beep, more. Beep. Gonna give you some more, s'more. Gonna give you some more. Gonna put it in your body till you can't take no more. Fill you up with some s'mores.
Doctors and nurses run into the room. What the hell are you doing in here?
Saving
Get that giant chocolate
life.
Slab off this man's head. Wait a minute.
We're just trying.
Look at all the readings.
What do they say?
It's reading that they're good readings.
Thank you, doctor.
Thank you very much.
I thought we're not supposed to joke around it here, doc.
His eyelids are starting to move.
Doctor?
Oh, it's a miracle.
Did we save him?
The young man is awake.
I was going towards a light, but then next to the light was a fire. And above the fire was delicious, softly melted marshmallow, graham cracker, and chocolate that was warm but not fully melted yet.
I think he's describing a s'more.
And I went towards that and took a big bite, and now I'm back.
Boy, you wanted more s'more?
I wanted s'more, yes.
And they throw another big chunk of marshmallow in.
S'more, gonna give you some more. Gonna give s'more. Oh, wait, okay. So, Doctor, what does that mean? I've seen this on TV.
I'm reading that this is a bad reading.
Why didn't the doctors do anything?
I was caught up in the moment. Sometimes you get caught up in the moment.
Doc, it's my birthday. It's my birthday. Can I call the time of death?
You know what? Why not?
Okay.
Do it fast before the mom gets back from the bathroom.
Time of death, 9:15 a.m.
All right. Let's take a few photos.
Okay.
There you go.
Wait, let me put
get the time in there.
Hold up a newspaper.
And 1, 2, 3, s'more.
One with the marshmallow. Everybody say marshmallow.
Guys, the mom's coming. Everybody hide underneath the bed. Everybody, doctor, come on. Everybody
get hide underneath the bed. Get all fit under there.
Just get underneath
the bed. Get under here. You can still see my leg.
This is what life on the road is like, Doc.
Hello?
Classic.
Hello? Oh, my son.
Oh, she found
him. He's dead. Oh, and that band killed him.
No.
Shh.
Who's that?
Guys, we're going to have to sing our way out of this one, I think.
Oh, I'm filled with grief. I'm just going to lay in this bed with my dead son.
Eight, nine, ten candy bars will make you happy.
Candy bars will make you happy. 12 candy bars will make you happy.
13 candy bars
will make you happy.
And slow fade as a smile crosses the woman's face.
Let's talk some more about that song.
Wow, Micah, did you know that we would create something equally as beautiful?
It is so weird to try to co-improvise a song over Zoom.
Well, yeah. But when you have simple lyrics are basically counting upwards and then say the same words afterwards,
it's not that hard. Yeah.
We found the trick.
Yeah. As long as you don't have to sync it and it's just in syncopation instead, it's fine.
So Micah, who is Mikey that you have the tattoo of? Is that true? You have a Mikey's tattoo on your arm?
Oh yeah, that's Mike D. He's my he's a singer-songwriter out of Portland, Oregon. Michael Dean Damron is his name.
Oh, dude, he's been on our show.
Has he really?
Twice.
Oh, cool. Oh no, yeah.
Any son of a bitch in the house.
That's it. Yeah.
All right, so tell me about Michael Dean Damron. Michael Dean Damron. Where did you meet Mike?
In Chicago. Met him in Chicago. We were out on tour with a band called Slobberbone, and his band, I Can Lick Any Son of a Bitch in the House, was opening that show in Chicago. And we just kind of hit it off immediately because he's the big biker looking guy, mean looking. And I looked like a little kid at the time. He just kind of picked me up and...
Well, I was going to say, most of those guys that you're hanging out with, those raspy voice guys, they're big guys with beards.
but you're in a band that's right alongside them, but you don't fit the stereotype of those guys. But no, you're from Ohio. Some people might assume you're Southern with the music you play.
Yeah, no, we're middle.
There you go.
That last song, I really... like connected to, especially now, because so much of my life is remembering like traveling. Like those are the big moments that I'm longing for. And it really hit me. But I was also interested in that, like, it seemed like you weren't as in the, maybe it was just poetic writing, but in the like final part of the song, you're saying that you're not disappointed, but you're not proud. Is there a reason for that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just kind of not, I've done it. I'm really excited to have done it. And I'm trying to look, trying to appreciate what's happening right now. Again, pre-global pandemic.
But when you say you're not proud, that stuck out to me too. That doesn't mean shame, does it?
No, I don't think it's shame. It's just maybe I just haven't stopped to really take stock of it yet. I'm still maybe even still processing. Like we started touring when I was 19 years old. So just kind of feel like I've been in the middle of it. I'm just turned 38. Mm-hmm. So yeah, half of my life.
So yeah,
well, I think if you should be proud.
Yeah, if you were.
Well, thank you.
If you were proud, do you feel like that would be looking back on something that was over, or is it like
maybe
or,
that's what it is,
or closing a chapter on something? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like it's really maybe
yeah,
like
yeah, but it's still happening. I'm still in the middle of it, so maybe I can't take that moment to like take pride in.
Yeah, I did like the line of what is the chorus at the end about?
I'm alive, and I'll never again be as young as I am right now.
Right. Which was a great, the more you were sort of like in repeating it, it was a thing about being like the present moment is the thing you have, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like this is exactly, I'm like, you're both. And also talking about like with your memories and stuff is like, those were moments where you perceived just sort of like those are key moments that are lost or something, but you have to be aware, like the moment you have right now is also as still key being, or whatever.
Yeah. Being inside of the moment, I guess maybe it is the point of that whole thing and the way that the language is used and everything of not being proud and just being present, I guess.
Yeah. Which right now feels like at times it's like, it's like a second to second thing where it's like, oh, this is really great. Like, oh God, this is the worst. Oh,
yeah. And then you get like 2 minutes of feeling pretty good. And then it hits you. The next wave hits you. And you're just like, oh no, everything's real bad.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, when I'm doing podcasts, those are my happiest moments, guys. So
thank yeah,
you. I'm not even kidding about that, but it is, that's the moment that is enjoying the moment. But I feel like that the message of a song like that, when you say I'm on the steps of the art museum drinking wine and cola, or whatever your specific lyric is, I hear that and I picture being in that moment and someone being on their phone and you going to them, stay in the moment.
Right.
Enjoy this moment right here.
Yeah.
This is what's going to be a memory, not whatever the fuck you're doing on your phone. And now we're in our own apartments with all we got is our fucking phone and our computer, which is the equivalent of the phone. And we can't be on that museum steps sharing wine with someone.
Yeah.
So it's good to have those memories and be proud that you went out and you experienced life
in
super original ways. I mean,
I think it's kind of the beauty of improv,
to a firing range in Belgrade. What the fuck is that? That's a whole story.
Oh, yeah. We played at a place called the Serbian Gun Club. We thought it was just a funny name for the club that we were playing, but we started loading our stuff in
and literally
heard the guns start popping.
Oh,
and it was a firing range until 7 o'clock. And then at 7 o'clock, they folded everything back and set up the stage and the PA and they unlocked the booze. And then it was a bar and a club. But yeah, there were shell casings all over the stage.
Okay, guys, you just bring in your instruments. You can set them over there. If you haven't worked the club before, this is a firing range during the day. And they're going to knock off in another half hour.
I'm sorry. What was that?
Well, during the day, it's a firing range. And at night, bands play here.
Are they gonna clear off all these shell casings? Because we move around a lot on stage, and I'm afraid we move
You ever been to like a barbecue place, the peanuts on the floor?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I have been there. It's kind of like the ambiance. Like we could clean it up, but it's like,
Right,
but we ambiance.
But those are not hard metal cylinders that you can slip on if you're moving around.
I know.
We're a ska band, cool. Right? We're a ska band, so we have our buddy who like dances on stage and
Still doing ska, huh? Just straight up ska.
Hey, you're the one that hired us. Yeah. We're performing at your venue, so
I book a lot of bands, and you guys are opening up for the Fishbone reunion.
I know, but it's not like literal ska. It's like more like ambient sort of like keyboard ska.
Ambient ska?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just three guys and three keyboards. Nope, guys and three keyboards.
Yeah, it's cool though. It's worth
it. And then one guy dances in front with a trumpet that he never plays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he always
looks. I'll tell you my concern. I'm the dancer guy.
Go ahead.
You know, a lot of audiences come to a ska show and expect something different. And they,
Hey, wait. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Go ahead. They expect what?
They expect something a little different. And sometimes they'll voice their disappointment. They'll throw bottles at us. They'll throw peanuts at us, tomatoes. I'm a little worried here if this audience is disappointed. They have self-control, right? It's not like...
Whoa. Because they're gun owners. They're stupid or something?
No, hey, they have guns. And so
the only concern I'd be concerned with is we just, as you know, daylight savings time.
Oh.
Is today.
Is that
a lot of people who don't know.
Are we early for our sound check then?
I'm confused myself. And so there might be an hour overlap where it's a little confusing what's happening here. But after that hour, it should be good.
Can't you just make an announcement and say, like, now it's time to stop shooting? Or is that
and
not
since
something?
We're talking
have you ever
about
made an announcement
now,
over gunfire?
Okay.
Yeah. Over 40 people shooting machine guns?
Never. No.
I'd have to say for the size of the space, 40 people is a lot. I mean, you have people two or three in one booth, like shooting together. It doesn't seem like there's
those
much.
Those are families, sir. They're families learning to shoot machine guns together. There's three levels here, by the way.
Yeah, I understand. I feel like there should be a one at a time kind of policy like within
is that how war gun. Is?
No. Are you trying to replicate war in a shooting range? Sir?
Yeah, why not?
Because that's
be prepared
really...
for anything.
No, I do just want to say,
you know where you are. This is not America.
No, are you? Is this a training ground? Hey, Tony, did you book us at like at some kind of military training ground for some kind of resistance?
I'm talking to you. I didn't mean to. No, but yeah. Listen. Not that many people want to see three keyboards and a guy dancing in a band anymore.
I know, but we have to have standards for ourselves. We can't just take any gig.
Hey, guys, I see you've had a little time to talk amongst yourselves. I tell you what.
Literally 1 second.
maybe 50 seconds. It wasn't.
I'm going to go get you guys some guns. Okay?
What? Wait, hold on.
So you can have some guns on stage, and then your dancer, you can have a gun too. So someone throws a tomato or something like that, then you can have your thing. Okay?
So what's our thing? Shooting back?
Yeah, what is our thing?
You shoot up in the air a warning shot before you ever shoot anyone. I don't know.
Can
where
I
you guys
just
are from.
Logistically, where is the audience going to be? Because if it's between the stage, which is where the targets are,
they're behind those ramparts.
What?
We have ramparts set up.
The half rams, half people.
You have some guy in a mascot costume, like half ram, half like frog. I'm not gonna play that.
I don't get this. We're gonna go. This is not our kind of venue. I don't want.
Have you seen the line outside?
For us? Oh, well, that's for Fishbone. Nobody cares.
You never know. It's probably for Fishbone.
Yeah, I'm here to see Fishbone too. Though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Again, my dancing is a little bit antagonistic towards the audience.
Really?
I kind of do a power skank.
He does a lot of kicks.
Yeah, a lot of kicks. And I am just worried,
he's a power scar.
If I kick someone's gun and it goes off, or I kick someone in the shins, which happens more than I'd like to admit, and they get mad.
Okay, guys. Know?
His kicks
are not a bunch
high,
of animals
so they go
here.
Right to the shins.
I'm not the greatest skanker. Thanks again for this gig, guys.
You're not even a good skanker?
I can't get a lot of air. I have what John McCain had with his arms, I have that with my legs.
I never noticed that. Now it makes sense the way you do it.
Why would you guys hire a subpar skanker to go on a European tour?
Again,
there's not that many people who want to watch our band.
Yeah.
It's three keyboards playing ambient ska. I just want you to know what our band is.
But they go, but they go on anyway, because, you know, Fishbone is an opening band. And we cut to the third, the middle of the third song.
Are you new boys feeling tonight?
Oh shit, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I was just switching one of the toggles on my one of the settings on my keyboard and the gun was by the butt. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean that. Audience,
we see that the only person that's been shot is his own dancer in the back.
Shot
his own dancer.
Oh, Phil, I'm so sorry, man.
Keep going. I'll keep going. Oh, it's about the music.
Look at him. He's kicking higher than he's ever kicked before.
And it is amazing.
I'm so sorry. It's right by the... I had to toggle over to the higher note. I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button. The gun
went off. To the next city the next day as both tour buses are the Fishbone tour bus and this band's van pull up to the venue and both bands are getting out simultaneously.
Hey man, how did we get hooked up with Fishbone in the first place? I'm like, that part I am impressed with.
Lead singer Fishbone comes up. Hey guys, I want to talk to you.
Oh, hey, Fishbone.
Huge fans, dude.
Mr. Fishbone.
Huge fan, Mr.
Fishbone. I'm sorry we haven't talked much on the tour. I heard you killed your dancer last night.
Yeah, we did that right before you went on stage.
Sorry if we blew the vibe in any way.
Yeah. I think it did a little bit.
No.
That's not my problem as much as tonight.
Okay.
You guys were billed as an ambient ska band with a dancer.
Right.
That went out with all our press releases on just our to be flyer. Clear,
just to reiterate, our name was band is S-K-A-H-H-H-H-H, ska.
Ska.
Right. And that's on the flyer and the image of your dancer dancing to it. And a small amount of people that are coming for it. There are people here coming to see that. And you don't have a dancer for tonight.
No, he is still in our van. We were planning on kind of weekend at Bernie'sing him.
I mean, our audience is mainly like 65-year-old ladies who do a lot of pottery and have cats and stuff. So we don't want to disappoint. Like, they're very neat.
You're going to weekend in Bernie's group. This?
We're going to try. Yeah, we've set up some strings to put them in front of us. So it's kind of Weekend at Bernie's, but also kind of a puppet show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe more like Weekend at Geppetto's.
So normally I just fire you guys. But
Mr. Bone, don't, please.
I'm a
please.
Huge fan Fish. Of Weekend at Bernie's. I want to see if you can pull this off.
Good evening, ladies. We are ska.
Hey, ladies.
And we want to relax you with some ambient ska music. And let's give it up for our not dead dancer, the amazing
Phil.
Floundering Phil.
And it's working. The elderly women are there for the ambient ska are indeed filling up the mosh pit and skanking.
Hey, it's working.
It is working.
And also, suddenly, all the time for it.
But suddenly Phil's mouth falls open and it just outpours volumes and volumes of maggots.
And start screaming. Whoa! That happened so fast.
He's much further along than I thought.
That was one day. That was one. Where did we keep him?
We should have checked that.
Wait, what did we put him in a garbage bag?
Guys, I'm going to be honest. No. He was dead yesterday, and I was puppeteering him through that whole conversation. He's been dead for a few days.
Oh man.
Let's listen to another song.
Why are we trying to do so many songs during this? What are we doing?
I like that Boo Boo Peter song.
That's a nightmare. Do you guys ever play with any ska bands?
Yeah. We really? Toured with Mustard Plug.
Oh, they're great.
I love them. I love them.
Yeah.
But yeah, ska fans are only ska fans. They're very dedicated.
Oh, yeah.
So like our band would play before Mustard Plug, but then we'd get done and they'd be like, man, you guys are a great ska band. And we're just three people, like acoustic guitar or electric guitar and drums, just a regular band. But they only hear, there's a ska filter in the brain somewhere.
Oh, so they would just say, you're this, you're like country ska. You're like punk country ska.
Yeah. That's what they
church warns. Choir was so ska. I loved it.
Can I do a request? You mentioned that song.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that song. It must be one of your most requested songs, right? Is that annoying when people request?
That one comes up pretty often.
This is called Jackson, Don't You Worry, and he just gave us the bio of it. So it's one
the son of
the other songwriter and Two Cow. Yeah.
Had you had a son?
No,
you had a son. So
I can barely keep myself alive. That's a full-time job.
Was he the first father in the band?
Yeah.
So that's a milestone.
Yeah. So this was kind of me processing that, but also thinking of how his son was going to have to deal with his dad being out on the road and touring stuff, but kind of saying like, we're out here doing something. We're not just out screwing around, you know, and give some kind of context for where dad's going. Yeah.
You December boys got it bad. Sons of losers and dreamers can be such a drag. Your birthdays and graduations soon sell a phone. Another son of a son of a rolling stone. And now there's gonna come a time when your little world's coming apart. Cause there's a million little girls just dying to break your heart. Jackson, don't worry, you're a good man, son. But damn, you should have seen us back when we toughest set of kids at the Mohawk had ever seen. Well, Jackson, don't worry, you're a good man, son. See your daddy and me, we were born to run. Ain't nothing gonna change, but nothing gonna stay the same. Are a few, and each and every one is coming down on you. Well, in a box in a closet at the end of the hall, our best guess is to one and all. And now there's gonna come a time when little world's coming apart. Cause this whole world is just dying to break your heart. Jackson, don't worry, you're a good man, son. But then you should have seen us back when we were young. Toughest set of kids that the Mohawk had ever seen. Jackson, don't worry, you're good
Jackson, don't worry, you're a good man, son. But damn, you should have seen us back when we were young. Toughest set of kids at the Mohawk I ever seen. Jackson, don't worry, you're a good man, son. But tramps like us, we were born to run. Ain't nothing gonna change, but ain't nothing gonna stay the same.
Ah,
so I love good. That song.
Thank you.
Great.
Beautiful.
Sick. So let me one lyric I want answers on though.
Yeah.
Questions are many, answers are few, though. I'll read the whole thing. Questions are many, but answers are few, each and every one coming down on you in a box in the closet at the end of the hall are our best guesses to them one and all. What are you talking about there? What's the box in the closet at the end of the hall?
In my head it was our records. So that his, you know, his son could someday, you know, the box of records laying somewhere in the hidden hallway, wherever those things end up. And he can kind of dig through and listen to what we were doing and where we were coming from, you know, give it some context, maybe.
Yeah. I thought when I first heard this, I thought the person you were talking about was dead.
Oh.
And you were talking to them like, all you got is that I figured it was something like that, like a box of memories or something.
Oh,
and
you, okay.
But your message is they're not dead, they're on the road.
Yeah. Like be home in like a week.
Yeah, birthdays and graduations through a telephone. Let's do that. Okay, Dan. Your dad's on the phone. He wants to wish you a happy birthday.
Okay.
But it's a little loud where he's at, okay?
Okay, Dad?
Hey, bud, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. You might be overcompensating even for the noise a little bit.
No, I think I need to be as loud as I'm right now because the marching band's going to practice in just a second. We got a big, big show we're doing. So they're all the drums are, you know, they're
testing. It's the Rose Bowl, honey. This is your dad's, you know, this is the year
big one,
to.
Buddy. This I is know. The big one.
And I was born on January 6th or 3rd, 1st.
Well, you were born between January 3rd and before the 1st and the 6th. It was a long labor, but you finally came out on the 6th. That's what we decided on. You were halfway out for 3 days, but once you came out, we settled on the 6th. So, yeah.
Dad, it's been such a fun party, and we're just getting to the presents, and I was just looking to see if you left a present for me somewhere.
Well, I'll be honest, buddy. It's been go, go, go with a marching band. You know what it's like. A lot of personalities, a lot of instruments.
You know, honey, there's so many instruments.
There are those hats that are so tall with the feather on it. Hold on. I got one of my trombonists is asking me a question real fast.
Hey, my trombone is wet. My trombone is wet. Hey, my trombone is
soaking wet.
I dropped it. Yeah, dropped it. I dropped it in my pudding this morning.
Okay, hold on. I don't know if it's wet or if that's just going to be pudding.
No.
How much pudding was it?
I dropped it in my pudding when I was eating my pudding. And then
honey,
I tried
remember,
to
we're still here. Danny's birthday.
One of the piccolo trombonists dropped their tiny trombone in a cup of pudding today. So it's totally wet.
It was a bowl of pudding.
More sticky than wet.
Yeah, but it's still going to clog up those tiny. It's got that tiny little spit valve that's going to get clogged up. And the piccolo
trombone.
That's
what's getting clogged up.
That's the centerpiece of our big finale.
Honey, I understand you need to work, Dad, and that's fine. I just I want to make sure that you remember that my big soccer match is in 3 weeks.
They're going to state championships.
I'm not going to be able to make it, buddy. We added some more gigs to the tour.
Hey, coach. Hey, coach.
Yeah. Oh,
hey,
I'm also in charge of the football team. We're on tour with them. Yeah, go ahead.
I know I'm going to be walking with the marching band, but can I play this tuba real quick?
Sure. Hey, buddy, I'm going to have a quick audition for a new tubist.
It sounds so low priority right now,
honey,
Dad.
Can you do this later? This is Danny's birthday, and this is the only time we're going to be able to get you on the phone today.
Yeah, whoop, I know whoop, that. Whoop, whoop. That's very good, Terrence. That's very good tubing. You're great. That's really good. All right,
can you not tuba-ing into the phone, please?
Womp, okay. Womp, womp, womp.
Ow.
I'm sorry. Are you guys just doing your set of depressing cartoon sounds today?
Well, halftime, they're playing a bunch of bloopers, and they wanted us to give some sort of like stings to them. So we've been working
we
on
cut
those,
to,
too.
We cut to Danny watching his dad on TV, the only time they really connect, which is the halftime show of the Rose Bowl, where indeed they're in the middle of highlighting bloopers with the marching band.
That's my dad right there. He said he was going to give a signal that was just for me.
Oh, honey, your dad loves you so much. I bet he wishes he was here with you today instead of out in the field doing bloopers with that marching band.
Ladies and gentlemen, this might be a little unusual, but I want to take this moment and step out from the collective that is the marching band and just... hold on a second. Oh. Guys, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Hey guys, the baton is up. The baton is up. The baton is up. No vocalization. We know about that, drummers. No vocalization.
They really respect my dad.
I want to do a quick tribute to my son, whose birthday is between July 1st and July 6th.
July.
Is it not
right now? Coach, that's not right now, man. It's the middle of January, dude.
He said the wrong thing.
My half birthday. My dad doesn't even know my birthday.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It's today. He just had to say today's date.
It doesn't matter when he was born. The fact what's important is that he was born. And it doesn't matter if I don't know his middle name as well as I should.
Oh, no, he doesn't know his son's middle name.
No, I didn't. I'm just, okay, guys, wait for the baton. But we're going to prep. This is something that we worked up for my son. This is a classic cover of a Fishbone song done in ambient music style. Please relax for this 20-minute version of Ska ska skitty diddy 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 ska boom, which I assume is a Fishbone song.
And they go into it, and it's 5 minutes. And people who don't like this kind of music are very irritated. But then 10 minutes go by in the song, and people are starting to go, you know what? Now I've opened my mind and really listened. I kind of like this stuff. And then 15 minutes go by, and people are starting to get irritated again. And then 20 minutes go by, and now the football teams are coming out to play, and the people there to see the football game are really mad. Hey, get off the fucking field.
They can play around us. The song's
hey, really,
not
you
over.
Gotta get you gotta end the song now and get off the field.
I can't.
You're 10 minutes past the time limit.
This is important. I'm trying to mend a wound between my son and I. This is so
the important. Rose Bowl is important. Alabama is playing the Ohio State today.
You know what's really important? I'm realizing that now. My relationship with my son, who was born somewhere between January and July. And I cannot mend these wounds until I go back to home. So you know what? I'm breaking up the band. Guys, pack it up. We're going home. We're all going home to see my son. Come on, get in the van. Or the bus.
Oh,
the
son, football team. I'm so sorry that your father's words were buffering during the most sweet part. But I know he loves you. That's what he was trying to say.
Well, I would love for him to show it by remembering my birthday or my middle name, which is his first name. It shouldn't be that hard to remember.
And suddenly out in the street.
Guys, play the same song. Please play the same song.
This is sorry, coach. This is the only song I know.
And for the first time in months, the band they all look at each other and kind of nod their head like, let's treat this seriously. And they all form into perfect formation.
Hey, buddy, come on the lawn. If you notice that the band is spelling out your middle name physically, look at it.
God.
Sylvester.
Way off.
Okay, guys. Look, buddy. Stallion. That's your middle name, right?
Coach, you don't even know your first name?
Stallion?
I've been on the road for a while, man. Life on the marching band road is rough.
Okay? You know what, Dad? Drop me in the dot in the eye in Stallion.
You know what?
You just I'm alone.
Triangle. You play the triangle in this. You're pointless in this band. You're pointless.
And we're back in the late fourth quarter of the Rose Bowl where, unfortunately, the sound effects band has gone because these players are slipping all over the place on pudding, and we could really use some sounds to match.
I really can't tell if they're falling down is funny or not, Don.
And it looks...
If we don't have a band here to tell us, I don't know how to react to it.
I'll tell you one thing. It is sad at this moment. The players' cleats cannot handle the pudding everywhere.
I couldn't tell if it's sad or not because there's no wah, wah, wah. It seems pretty normal.
We could use a little music to help us out. They tried to pipe something through, but everybody just wanted the band back.
Oh, my gosh. Micah, there were a lot of details in our improv there. We're bringing those callbacks back like a good... Course,
it's like holding a mirror
song.
Up to your own life on the road. So,
dude, thanks for coming on our show.
Thank you so
listeners,
much.
Listeners, this so guy good. Is prolific. His band is Two Cow Garage. They have many albums. And solo Micah Schnabel, he has many albums. One just came out in 2019. Nice. It's called, let me look at it. It's called The Teenage Years of the 21st Century. The first two songs are off of it. But by these guys, these musicians are down right now. They can't tour. So please buy their full albums and support them. And thanks for coming by our place to support our show. Guys, please, Dan, what do you got to plug?
Some classic improv comedy podcasting. You're the Man Now, Sweet. Dog. Free thank episodes. You. And You're the Man Now, Dog.
Oh, thank you.
Patreon. Oh, it's the name of the podcast. Patreon.com/ and this thanks. Is not referencing you, Matt Besser. You're the man now, dog. And Big Grande's Teacher's Lounge.
Oh, that's not a compliment. Eugene? Dumbbells is still dumbbells. Going strong, even though dumbbells you're gaining. Are you strong. Gaining weight?
No, what's with your getting, lats?
I'm just, my lats are getting thicker.
Ew.
Nobody can tell that I'm on roids yet, but I've been on full roids out here.
Yeah, you've been pounding, you've been breaking stuff off mic a lot. I've been seeing you smash stuff, so it's clear.
Yeah. Hemorrhoids. I've got hemorrhoids and steroids right now, so I'm breaking a lot of stuff. Yeah, The Dumbbells is a podcast, again, since people are at home listening to stuff and watching stuff. And Tacoma comes back in the middle of the summer, so yeah, watch.
Oh, that's right. And Brian, what do you want to say?
I want to say, I guess if you wanted to look at pictures, I have an Instagram account called The Brian Husky. And I get, what else? I have a podcast I'm doing with Charlie Sanders that's going to be coming out in starting August called Bald Talk, where two bald comedians talk to bald celebrities about being bald.
Oh, great. I can be on that show. Oh, man. For all sorts of reasons.
It's going to venture into not just into that. It's about, a lot about sort of like your self-view and stuff. And then apart from that, I just want to say, wear a fucking mask, people. Wear a fucking mask. That's it.
Oh, yeah. I was at the what's it called? Those gardens in Glendale.
Oh, Descanso.
Yeah, exactly. And I got to experience every part of the human spectrum there, guys.
Yeah.
And it's not good.
No.
There's some people freaking out way too much.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter in her mask passed this woman like on a stair step and they were both in their mask. Sydney's going, she's not hesitating. The woman goes, give me space.
Mm.
Like yelled at her.
Whoa. Yeah.
And then the opposite side of the spectrum are people just not wearing masks.
Yeah.
And she's like, what are you doing? Are we going to start punching these people? What's going to happen? There's going to be fist fights, right?
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen, right?
Yeah.
Well, if you're mad at them, they're protected by your fear of their masklessness. So it's hard to get into an altercation. They have
not for me. I'm pretty good at it. I got right in this guy's grill. I said, put on a mask, motherfucker.
Yeah. I think both of those are versions of being scared. You can be like too scared, and you can be so scared of it that you're not going to admit that you're scared, and you lean into the other version. We're like, I don't need it. I'm invincible. No, it's everybody else has a problem.
I'm going to go party at Lake of the Ozarks.
Yeah.
All right, Humans, y'all have to get Man, Brett Morris's
new
album, get that full album. And so for good. My plugs, I'm going to say Pot Thanks. Humor, my stand-up special, is free now on Amazon Prime. So please rate it. Go put your try to guess what my favorite marijuana strain is in the reviews. And if you get it right, we're going to send you our big merch box, I think we said. And what else? And we're doing classes. They're selling out like hotcakes. Do people like hotcakes still?
Yeah, people still love hotcakes.
They do
love hotcakes. Not they're selling out like hotcakes on UCBtheater.com, and we're doing like 2 to 3 shows online every week. So check that out, UCBtheater.com, and keep being human.
Please go to UCBtheater.com to sign up for online sketch, writing, and improv classes. To keep the theater going during the COVID-19 shutdown. And please, humans, stay safe out there.